Chapter 3. The Dominant Primordial Beast. Every day, Buck became stronger. His muscles were hard, his body slim, and his eyes bright. He was no longer the soft pet of Judge Miller. He was now a working sled dog, and his wild instincts were waking up inside him. He was patient and clever. He waited for the right moment and watched everything around him. Spitz, the white dog from Spitzbergen, was the leader of the team. Spitz was experienced and cruel. He enjoyed punishing the other dogs.
He especially hated Buck because Buck was strong and clever, and he felt that Buck wanted to take his place. Every day, Spitz tried to start a fight. Buck did not forget, but he controlled himself and waited. One evening, the team made camp near Lake LaBarge. The snow was falling, the wind was sharp, and the night was very cold. Buck dug a nest in the snow, warm and comfortable. But when he returned after eating, he saw Spitz lying in his place. Spitz looked at him with cold eyes, ready to fight. Buck jumped at him with fury. At last, they were face to face.
But suddenly, a great noise came from the darkness. Out of the forest rushed a pack of wild huskies, thin like skeletons, with glowing eyes and sharp teeth. They were starving and smelled food. In seconds, the camp was full of fighting dogs. The wild huskies jumped at the sled dogs, biting and tearing. They broke into the food box and ate everything, bread, bacon, even the leather straps of the sled. The sled dogs tried to defend themselves, but the wild pack was too many. Dave and Sol-Lax fought silently but bravely. Pike killed a crippled husky by breaking its neck.
Joe snapped like a devil, biting deep into his enemies. Buck was surrounded by three huskies at once. Blood covered his fur, but he fought with all his strength. In the middle of the chaos, Spitz attacked Buck from the side, biting his throat. Buck barely escaped. His hatred for Spitz grew even stronger. Francois and Perrault fought with clubs, shouting and hitting, until finally the wild pack ran back into the forest. But the damage was done. Half of the team was wounded, and half of the food was gone. The next days were terrible. The team had to travel along the 30-mile river.
The ice was thin and dangerous. Sometimes Perrault fell through, but he saved himself with a long pole. Once the sled broke into the water, and Buck and Dave almost drowned. Francois made a fire to dry them, and only then they survived. Buck's feet began to bleed on the ice. He suffered every step. But Francois was kind. He cut pieces of his own moccasins and made four little shoes for Buck. With these, Buck could run again. Buck felt grateful and respected Francois more than ever. But danger never slept. One morning, Dolly, one of the huskies, suddenly went mad.
She howled like a wolf and chased Buck through the snow. Her mouth was full of foam, and her eyes were crazy. Buck ran as fast as he could, terrified. Francois caught Dolly with his axe and killed her. But at that moment, when Buck stood tired and weak, Spitz attacked him again, biting his shoulder. Francois beat Spitz with his whip, saving Buck once more. From that day, war between Buck and Spitz was open. Spitz tried to keep his power. He punished Joe, Billy, and Pike whenever they made mistakes, but Buck often defended them. When Spitz attacked, Buck jumped in between.
The team began to lose discipline. They no longer feared Spitz. More and more, they looked at Buck as their real leader. Spitz grew angrier each day. Finally, one night after supper, the dogs were resting. Suddenly, Pike caught the smell of a rabbit. He jumped up and ran. The rabbit flew over the snow, quick and light. All the sled dogs followed, and soon more than 60 dogs from other camps joined the hunt. The pack raced like the wind under the cold white moon. Buck felt wild joy in the chase. His body moved perfectly, His breath came like fire. His legs were strong.
He was at the head of the pack, running like his ancestors, the wolves. At last, the rabbit was caught, and the dogs tore it apart. Then, in the snow, Buck and Spitz stood face to face. The rabbit hunt was over. Now, the real fight for leadership was near. Buck's body was full of strength, and his spirit was ready. Spitz bared his teeth. The two enemies knew only one could be the master.